Are you a busy woman who at times struggles with reducing your daily stress? Do you know that you need to slow down but do not know how? If you're looking at reducing your daily stress, you're in the right place. My name is Denise Eckert and I welcome you to the Calm Your Daily Stress podcast. I just love interviewing guests so they can share their stress-reducing tips and techniques with you. Now, if you find this podcast helpful, please share it with someone who struggles with stress. Because lowering our stress will make us a better person, a happier partner, mom, friend, neighbor, etc. And the best part is happiness is contagious. Enjoy this episode. Hi there, it's Denise Eckert. And I love coming on here and sharing different ideas and techniques to help us lower that stress in our lives and create a better lifestyle for ourselves. And today I've got a unique practice I'd like to introduce to you. And it's Teresa Trieb. And she's a somatic breath practitioner from Germany. She has specialized in 9D breath work and helps women to gain access to their subconscious mind, overcome suppressed emotions, and rewire their brain through the power of transformational breath work. She has overcome her own panic attacks, anxiety, and depression, and has left her successful corporate career to help others find inner peace. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Denise. So glad to be here.
Now, I have to let the audience know that I had the ability to experience one of your sessions, and it was unique. It was extremely unique, and it was almost like your subconscious was going on a trip. And at that time where we met, I was being very, not really doubtful, but I was questioning what I was doing. I was uncertain. And the reasons why I was certain is, once again, it's like, do I know enough? Am I educated enough? Who am I to be doing this? And after this session, I just felt so at peace and so different. So it's a very unique practice. Now, can you give us a little bit of the background of this practice? Because it is something that you've basically created.
Yeah, so it's somatic breathwork and in a combination with a sound system. And it's called 9D. I'm not the founder of 9D. I want to clarify that, but I am one of the 400 worldwide practitioners that are certified to do that. And it's very, very unique because essentially it combines the a lot of different modalities into one. So one is obviously the breath work, which is the conscious connected breathing technique. And there are different variations. I use a 3-part breath. It's all through the mouth. And then there are other components, which are, for example, the solfeggio frequencies, the binaural beats. That is something usually people know by listening while doing work or in the evening, but this is combined into the sound system as well. And a lot of binaural, there's a lot of acoustics going on. So there, it's literally a sound system, a multidimensional experience, because it's a stereo sound. It's left and right. It's in the back. It's at the front. It's echoing. There's a lot going on. And this is one part. And then there is the breath work. And it's just the unique thing about this is that it's the brain activity that is going on. So what you just described afterwards, you felt that deep peace. That is what the whole combination of the whole thing is. Because essentially, you're upregulating your nervous system with breath work. It's not downregulating, it's upregulating. And then you're downregulating it in the end by breathing through the nose again. And also the combination of those sounds that bring you into that deep, deep peace. And you know, you're on this journey while you're upregulating during that time. And this is where all those thoughts and experiences and memories come into your brain, and it just, something just happens inside of you, and that is activated through the brain and the cell activity.
Now, how did you discover this modality?
So I come from a performance enhancing background. I was a pro athlete before, and for me, it was always nutrition. It was workout, training, and the recovery. And yes, recovery is sleeping, but for me, it was also discovering the breath work to essentially enhance my ability in the gym. That is the first part of breath work, one piece. And then there is the mindful breath work. Usually that is used for situational calming down, for targeting your nerves in a situation. For example, box breathing. Box breathing is one of those that we all know. Or the deep belly breath for a couple of minutes. That is usually what we do. And mindful breath work. And then there is a transformational breath work, which is essentially, it is very, very different than the other two parts of breath work. And I got into this because, well, it was part of my day in the morning. It was 5, 10, 15, sometimes 20 minutes of breath work in the morning. And it was one time, the session, it was called DMT breathing. And at that time, I had no idea what that meant. For me, it was just another session I did in the morning. And I did the session and I was just in a different space during that time. It was actually 45 minutes. So it was way longer what I did before. And it was just mind-blowing for me. I had this out-of-body experience. Something clicked inside of me. And this is when I basically dropped everything I did before and I educated myself on breath, breathing, what comes with it, what is the aftercare, the trauma that comes with it, the somatics that come with it. I found my passion with this. So yeah, it was a transformational experience for me. So the word transformational breath work is very true.
It is very different. It felt like I was in a spaceship going through the universe. Like it was just so intense. Now, for someone that's listening, who would you consider your ideal candidate to try this type of breath work?
So I would definitely say if you are stressed out, the stress factor is always one of those things that come with the release. Essentially, because this is just how the breathwork session is built up. You start with a grounding, you calm your nervous system down, then you upregulate it where all the stuff happens, wherever the breath takes you, and then you're grounding in the end again. And it is just designed to have you feel very relaxed afterwards. So wherever your stress factor is, whether it's your job, your family, your relationship, daily life, that is for sure something that you can conquer. However, because this is an out modality, you can go way deeper with this. So we're talking about panic attacks, depression, traumas, mental blockages, self-sabotage patterns. It's just something that is being targeted with this because you are going into the subconscious mind. And it's just a very, very unique and different style kind of therapy to target with this.
Now, for someone that does a session, how long does it take for them to start feeling the benefits of this? And what are the benefits?
Well, you can literally have benefits within the five first minutes because you are grounding down. It's mostly because you're focusing on your breath. It's you're listening to what I'm saying or the music that is going on, and you feel your breath do something that you usually wouldn't feel before. And so the calmness is the first thing you usually feel, and that is within the 5 minutes. And there's actually studies out there already that this is happening within 5 minutes of breath work. This is why I kept doing breath work, because I saw the effects after 5 minutes. I did not have to do an hour, 2 hours, weeks after weeks after weeks. I had the effect right away. And so for the transformational breathwork session, it usually is longer. It is between 45 and 90 minutes, depending on the topic as well. However, the real thing kicks in after one or two songs, which is usually about 15 minutes in.
Now, since I've experienced this amazing modality, it's almost like you're the conductor of this trip that you put people on. Now, for someone listening, what are the long-term benefits of doing this type of breath work?
Yeah. So the long-term benefits is, first, you're calming your mind. Usually I have a lot of clients that deal with depression, ADHD, panic attacks, anxiety, things that are, that have something rooted inside of them that they can't get rid of. So by releasing that emotion that is deep inside of you, and that has usually, that has been with you for a while, you're not looking at it. You're, maybe you don't want to look at it. The beauty of this thing is that it's therapy without talking. You don't have to consciously talk about this and relive the thing. Even if you relive this moment through the breath, it comes with a peacemaking with it. So this is, whenever I guide through a session, people are afraid what's going to come up, because we're talking about the subconscious mind, and everyone gravitates towards the negativity of it. But there's a lot of beautiful things down there as well. So the long-term effects is that you have that release, that peace within you that you haven't had before. And that comes with clarity. So like you said, you dealt with a blockage that you didn't know how to overcome. And after the session, you just didn't.
It felt completely different.
It felt, yeah, exactly. So the decision that you didn't know before is just very clear afterwards. And you're like, wait, why did I not know this before? It makes so much sense now. And this is the beauty of it, that clarity. It makes so much sense, whatever the decision you have to make afterwards. There's a lot of studies around the stimulation of the vagus nerve through your breath. So usually there are clients that have problems with their digestion, because the digestion, the nervous system is connected. That is the axis that is being targeted here with this as well. And then it's mostly because there's an emotion that has been neglected for a while and that is being touched and released within the session, because it's so deeply rooted that we're not consciously talking about it or not touching it. The subconscious is going to touch it. And that is just the effect of the sounds, the music, the beats, the talking that is being done with this. So it's a complete thing around it.
Yeah, it's amazing, because I know before I did the work with you, I felt scrambled. I am launching a big part of my business, and I have a tendency of overthinking things. So I just felt scrambled. I thought, oh, I got to do this. 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 And once I finished with the session with you, I felt at peace, number one. And I felt that it'll all come together, and I wasn't overthinking things. Like, I felt so focused and so clear. It was just so amazing. Now, is there someone that you recommend that shouldn't do this?
Yeah, there are a few contraindications. One of them is pregnancy, because technically with this type of breath, you can induce labor. So I do not want to touch that. And so I recommend, there's breathwork that is totally fine for pregnant women. However, the transformational breathwork where you dig deeper is something we should be avoiding. And then if you are dealing with cardiovascular issues, such as high blood pressure, aneurysms, recent heart attacks, that is something that should be taken care of otherwise. And then there is respiratory issues such as asthma. A light asthma is fine. However, a stronger asthma should be treated otherwise. And then there is mental diseases such as bipolar disease and schizophrenia. That is something that should be avoided.
Yeah, I can see that, because it's so intense. Now, for anybody listening, I understand that you're going to be giving 25% off of one of your sessions. Can you talk about your sessions a little bit?
Absolutely. So my sessions have a topic usually, and it's just because sometimes we have this feeling inside of us what we are targeting with this. Usually I let the client create a intention around it. And it's simply something that comes to your mind, because it is something that is on your mind 24/7. It is very potent in your life right now. So it's that is something that is very, very important to go into the session with something that you're dealing with. And then I explain everything beforehand. The introduction is very, very important for me because I have had the experience that someone says, oh, hi, cool that you're here. I'm glad. And now let's do it. And I always thought this is inappropriate because there's so much that can happen and you should be prepared for. There are control mechanisms to guide you through and everything should be talked about. And it's very, very important for me that everyone knows about this. So yes, I take a lot of time to do that for clarifications, questions. People are really scared of this when they come and start because they think there is a monster inside of them. It wants to come out. So they're scared. I have to take that fear and take it away. Talk through it. Clarify what they're asking me. So that is very important to me. And then we'll start. And usually within 5 minutes, the thoughts are gone and you're in a different space.
Yeah, different galaxy.
And then you wake up and you're like, wow, that was intense. And I need to process it.
Definitely. Okay, great. Well, we're going to be wrapping this up. Can you leave the audience with your final words of wisdom for today?
My final words of wisdom are, don't be afraid of this, because even though you have no idea what comes up, there's so much power in the breath. And it's very, very dear to my heart that you are exploring it.
Wonderful. Well, I'll be putting her information, her website information, and where you can book your first appointment with 25% off. And if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out and ask your questions. Well, thank you, Teresa. That was amazing information today. And I'm a huge fan of this modality because I don't normally just talk about practices on here. Usually people give tips and tricks and whatever, but this practice just absolutely blew me away. And I really encourage you, if you are dealing with any emotional blockages or you feel that you're not right, this is definitely a modality where it completely changes how you feel. So I encourage you to reach out and ask your questions, leaving you a gentle reminder to slow down and enjoy life. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Calm Your Daily Stress podcast. Have you ever wondered what your stress personality is? Are you a self-care goddess or a burnout queen? Well, you can find out by taking my free quiz. You just need to go to www.stressquiz.info to find out where you rank. Sending you love and peace, and I'll see you in the next episode.